Girl.
Canceling my boy.
Hello there. Hey y'all, what's up? What's up? It's SW Podcast.
What's happening? Chilling. It's Wednesday, like. And it's homecoming Wednesday. It's the rap.
We'll eat, we'll sleep. It's homecoming week, baby.
It's the rapless baby. That orange and green, baby. That orange and green. We rep it all day long. As I always say, it don't matter if you went to FAMU, you didn't go to FAMU. It don't matter. You grew up in this community. You went to the high school. Whatever it may be.
You can celebrate FAMU as much as you want.
You can celebrate as much as you want to, baby.
That's all FAMU, we got.
We all bleed that orange and green. It don't
you better
matter.
Believe
we
it.
We all bleed that orange and green, baby.
So, I don't care what side of town you're from, what side of the city you're from, what side of the this state weekend, you're from.
This weekend brings everybody out. Together.
Let's do it.
Everybody.
And it's so. And not only that, it's HBCU homecoming time right now. And
yes.
Any HBCU, they going above and beyond to celebrate their colleges. And that's just what it's about. It's you got to hold yourselves to a higher standard. And we're doing that. Our college students, our HBCU, the alumni, the supporters, the boosters, the students, the parents. This is the time. And everybody be so excited about it.
This is a great time. It's a great time.
Great time. Great food.
See my daughter
great fun.
Going out and everything. I'm like, shoot, I remember when we used to do that, be going out every day.
I couldn't even hang with that. Now I'd be in that sleep.
Girl, look, what I just told you, 12 o'clock, I'd be like, 12:30, baby, look, it's time for me to go. I'll talk to y'all later. I'm trying to, and then get home and don't do nothing but sit up. Watch
for
TV.
30
for about another minute. It might be another hour and a half for me.
And then because my body still has to wind down. That's the way. That's the difference.
I'm going through Facebook.
Exactly.
All that. I'm going through the pictures that I took all night long. Look, and I'm on Facebook and other social media. Oh, look at them! I ain't seen them, girl. Girl, calm down. Look, it's a lot, y'all. It's a lot, but. Happy homecoming, y'all.
Happy homecoming.
I'm ready to see some of y'all that I ain't seen in a while because this is when you see everybody.
Definitely. Everybody comes home. They want it because it's always the good food. It's the good because the vendors be out. Everybody be out during this time. So, like, they're going to be selling shirts, food, shoes, clothes, hats.
Everything.
Memorabilia, just everything. Get you some everything. Because it ain't nothing like being a Rattler, baby.
Nothing like it.
Nothing like being
you
a Rattler.
Got to
baby.
Have the whole experience. And a lot of people have not had the whole HBCU homecoming weekend experience.
If you haven't had that experience, for us, it started back early. Because when we first came 18, 19, babe, you couldn't hold us back from that experience. Mm-hmm. Tennessee Street used to be backed up for 20 miles.
We really started in high school.
That's what I'm talking about. High school. Well, high school, yes, but I mean as far as being able to hang out past 12.
Hang out.
After we graduated. We had to graduate before our parents said, okay, y'all can go.
My senior year in high school, and I remember Tennessee Street.
Ooh, baby, I'm talking about twerking on the hood, all kind of stuff. Let me tell you.
Say twerking was twerking. That was loop, man.
It wasn't twerking back then. It was just like, they used to say on the song, put your hands up high, your feet down low, and high, draw it to the floor. Scott. That's what it was about.
That's what it is.
And that was going on. It was literally because we got a juke. And you juking in the street. You juking in the club. You juking at the club.
You in the stove. It don't matter where you went.
You in the stove. Everywhere
it don't matter.
You are, it's a celebration. Baby, one thing about HBCUs, we are going to celebrate them HBCUs.
We're going to celebrate. Win or lose.
Win, lose, or draw.
We celebrate.
We celebrate.
Celebrate. celebrate.
We, I spirit
cold. Going,
we lost. We still
rain. Have. It don't matter. We still out there.
So hell. So welcome to the show, y'all. We've been talking about Fair You since we started. So it's Fair You all right. Coming week, baby. Y'all have a good time this week. Do y'all thing. Hang out. Just be safe.
Be safe.
No be drinking safe. And driving. No doing yeah. anything and driving because it's too much going on. They're going to have a whole lot of checkpoints. Anytime black people mm-hmm. ain't having fun in the city, the white people hate it. So just
and
know.
It's two games.
And yeah.
It's actually two games. Yep. It's two games. Yep.
So it's going to be a lot of hanging out. So just be safe out there. We do plead yeah. that you talk to your kids that are grown, that are going to be hanging yeah. out. Just make sure they are understanding of the nature of the culture of this society while they out there hanging out. But it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time. It's a lot going to be going on. It's going to be a great time. So we promise you that. So today we're going to be talking about the black influence and the black dollar. We're going to do a two-part conversation with this because next time we have a discussion on this, we're going to bring on a subject matter expert, somebody who's familiar with the data and the geriatrics, the generalizations of the numbers that we're going to be discussing today. I said geriatric, girl. Dang. I made us all.
All of us.
So, like, and that's going to be an important conversation. But today's conversation, we're going to do the basics of the black wealth and the black influence, because black influence is phenomenal across this country, number one. We just want y'all to go
this
ahead
world.
And
this world. This world.
Period. All over. The culture of black people. And the reason why it's so strong and facilitated the way it is because black is in every race. So, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You can't really have a race without black.
Don't
it's just impossible. I don't care if your toes darker than your face. That's not, you got some of that in you because black is the original people. So mm-hmm. you can't, anybody who's trying to run from that is they tricking themselves, they confusing themselves, and they confusing their kids. So we're gonna talk about a couple of different things on that today. But first we're gonna jump into that quote. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time. Malcolm X. So there's really no loss. Everything is a gain. Everything is a setup for you to become better. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's preparing you for the next area and phase of whatever you got coming. You plant seeds every single day. Now it's just up to you to water them. You have to make sure that those seeds you plant are getting the sunlight, the water, and the grooming that they need because they will not grow on their own.
And if you plant them in the right ground. The right soil,
all that.
The right soil now.
And don't
it
have.
Depends on what you're planting.
And I was just bragging on something today because Monday I went to my part-time job and I picked up these flowers because they had an event. And the flowers died, was on their deathbed. And I said, I'm taking these to go and work on these, right? Full blooms.
And came back to life. Flowers and
care. All it need is a little care. All things need is a little care.
Plants need a little love. Plants need love. All of that. People talk to their plants. All type of stuff. Same thing.
Comes
down to your life.
With people, exactly. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to make sure that you are watering yourself. That you are giving yourself the knowledge, wealth of information that's needed for you to continue to grow and blossom. Without it, you're worthless. I'm being honest because like
that's real.
And you're not. You don't want to just be another body out here in this world. You need to have a purpose. You need to be walking in your purpose as well. You don't want to just be here, just be saying, I'm here. Like, and that's what a lot of us are doing in this society. We are literally just surviving and living. We're not
just living.
Yeah. We're not even just fulfilling living. Our purpose because a lot of us don't even know what our purpose is. So, but regardless of the flat fact, you are a black person, you're in a black body, and you're going through black lives. That's enough alone for you to try to strategize how to make your life better. Mm-hmm. How you need to feed your soul and your seed. Soul. And if you're not doing that, then you can't say that your influence is worth anything. Your money worth anything. But we're gonna talk about that dollar, because your dollar, is powerful. Worth more. Your dollar is worth more than you in this country.
That dollar powerful now. It's
a powerful dollar. So again, the quote is, every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time. So I hope that that alone gives you the meaning. It gives you the meaning and what you, you know, need to know. And as far as that particular quote, I hope it breaks down why you need to water yourself and make sure that you on the up and up, because without you doing it, everybody else that's talking good to you, it means absolutely nothing.
And nothing.
You got to believe it. You got to believe it. So I appreciate, and for that, we truly appreciate y'all being, y'all all, you know, giving us y'all time, energy, and ears, because without that, it ain't, we don't got a whole lot to offer. Like, if we're not getting the feedback from you all that is needed, we don't got a whole lot to offer. So we really appreciate y'all for tuning in, because y'all really make it worthwhile in every way, shape, form, or fashion. That's what I want to say. Because if without that participation, the podcast and the people that are watching or the people that are tuning in and joining our you know, coming on to be interviewed, the subject matter experts that come and talk on the podcast, those are people that are bringing their resources and their information to you. We're providing these resources for a reason. And that's, I just want to make sure everybody is familiar with why this is so important. Period. That's just,
that's it.
So that's it. That's all. And now we're going to jump into this conversation, because Black wealth and Black influence is the top rated thing in this country. So let's talk about how, and I'm gonna give you one demographic of why Black influence is so important. Everybody walking around with big asses now.
Everything
big.
Lip injections, breasts, baby. They even tanning to be darker.
Telling you.
And on top, you want the Black men.
Oh, baby. They love our men. They love our men. But it's definitely happening. Like, we really have the most influential race.
We do.
We really have
no other race. I don't know no other race.
And let me tell you something. Like, just because I'm not the most, I might not speak out on the LGBTQ society that much, because it's already got enough speakers for them. They don't need anybody else to talk for them. But what I will say is, I saw a post the other day where a commenter said, why don't gay white men act like white women? And the response was, white women don't act like white women.
So who could they mimic off of if they don't even act like their own people, don't even act like themselves?
So, and if you've noticed when it's really a huge slap in the face to us with a lot of it, because what they're saying is, we act like everything that the gay man or the flamboyant gay men, they getting it from how we act, our attitude, our nature, our everything. They're getting it from us. So if that's the case, y'all saying that we give off negative everything as Black men, that's Black women. That's why Black women have such a negative persona, get standards set for ourselves in society. They give us a negative tone. Even though we the most influential, they set us up to look like the most negative people in this society. Not Black men, because you know why? Black women have the loudest voice. Uh-huh. So we're hated the most on most occasions anyway. But when it comes down, I want people to know the numbers. I put up a picture on our as the post for our show today. It showed what our buying power is, how much Black people spend in this country. And this was a Nielsen rating for 2020. But it still remains the same almost, of course, because it's only 2 years from then. It could have either went up, but it ain't dropped by much. So when we're talking about how influential Black people are, the Black buying power is $1.57 trillion in 2020. The Black viewing power, $1.6 trillion. Online shopping by Black families has increased by 48%. Offline shopping increased by 11%. Two-thirds of Black viewers buy from brands that broadcast representative content. U.S. Black population tune into radio 92% per week. The representation in TV programs is only 51%. Smartphone ownership is at 98%. Advertisement that is spent. This is the most key piece right here, Queen. Advertisement that was spent on media focused on Black people is $3.8 billion. They target us. The most targeted race in this country because we have the highest spending. We have the less ownership, but the highest spending. So our influence is up, but our wealth is down.
It's down.
It don't make sense. It's not adding up. We have to change that because how do you go from and then streaming?
Man, buy some expensive and some buy some very expensive stuff.
Very. They gotta have it. They want the high quality. They ain't buying knockoff.
Mm-hmm. They look at you crazy. They say you going to Walmart to go buy a shirt.
Streaming subscriptions have increased by 70% in 2020. So that means that we are the highest spending everything across the board. Everything across the board.
We the one keep the economy going.
So
for years.
What's up, Kels?
Hey, Kels.
So the thing about that is by being the highest spending race in this country. The thing about that is that when we decide that we put this is why doing this and being together is important. Because I'm gonna use Kanye for an example. Even I don't mess with what Kanye got going on, but I don't care. That's the Kanye. Kanye rich. Kanye doing exactly what he wants to do to step outside of being connected to all these contracts. What he's saying is literally to knock him out of people's contracts. He don't want to be owned by nobody else. Now what he's doing is laying the foundation for Kanye to have everything Kanye. It don't matter how we feel ain't about even his words. It. They're not paying attention to that, Queen. That's what let me know they just followers. That's this society full of followers.
Because I didn't went back and watched all of the interviews, and I'm like, Kanye, y'all think Kanye dumb.
They can't think Kanye dumb. When Kanye last album came out, he didn't put it on no streaming platform. Kanye made y'all buy a goddamn recording type of setup that cost $250 to $300 just to be able to listen to his album. Every dollar came to Kanye. So when you're talking about power, power is in the dollar. You think that, okay, he might have said something to the Jewish community and people think that's going to knock his money. That's not.
Not.
It's not. And what a lot of people fail to realize, too, is that and I'm gonna make a lot of people mad with this comment, but it is what it is. Hitler was doing what he was doing to the Jewish foundation because the Jews were working with the American government to take over the country. to own everybody. It wasn't about just making sure that the Jews did live and survive longer than everybody else. It wasn't about just killing off people. That's not what it was just about. It had a whole lot behind that. See, people fail to realize the bigger picture.
You got to read.
We knew it's so much bigger than us. It's so much, but he said that the reason why he was doing what he was doing is because, regardless of everything, the Hebrews and the Blacks and the Negroes were the foundation of this country, and that the Jewish community and the American government together were going to overpower if they took over this country. And that's exactly what has happened, because everybody that stepped out of line about they listen to an album and they promote the album, they coming back apologizing later on because you owned by this
later
country.
On because you Kanye, owned by this country.
LeBron James, I apologize. What's your boy name? 21 Savage, I apologize for my lyrics. This, I apologize for this. Drake, I apologize for this. Everybody coming back talking about what they apologize for, because y'all already know who own y'all.
Kanye just like, no. Just like,
and a lot of, and another thing, everybody want to get mad at it. At like that man said, black people, that slavery wasn't forced, and a lot of areas slavery wasn't forced. If y'all that's really true. Know y'all freaking history, you will understand that half of y'all people sold y'all. It was not forced. They wanted money. Everybody, it's all about the dollar. I'm so sick of people getting so upset about the truth. The truth hurt everybody's feelings.
But they don't know. I just reading the comments from that whole situation, I was just like, wow, and it's all of us. But somebody in the comments got mad because the white girl said something. I'm like, but how you look at you like you ain't no better than her. Stupid. You get mad because she didn't say something, but you on here comment too.
It's
and everything. It's so negative. So I mean, like, I was just like, wow. I was like, these people really. Why I say pay attention.
They don't get it. They don't get it. But more dumb people. It's more ignorant people than it is people who are willing to accept the truth. So if you get a whole glass of ignorant, that's why they're gonna all fall down that well together when this war begins. Everybody gonna be on that side over there, dumb. And guess what they're gonna be doing to the people who own the country? Help me. Even though they're the ones that put you in this position, help me. Help me, Savior.
These people off the chain, boy. It's crazy.
If you stand for something, you will fall for anything.
So it is so crazy.
It's ridiculous.
You got to pay attention, but I tell people, man, go back, pay attention to the interviews. Just listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he's saying. Go do your research and your homework. And you'll get what the man's saying.
Exactly.
Now, we don't agree with everything he got going on. No, he's making valid points also. Shit, facts is facts.
You ain't even got to agree with everything. We don't agree with everything half the time. The point of the matter is the white people can lie to them every day. They still go out to vote. Y'all still go out to vote because the white people told y'all that the vote gonna change things. Y'all still do that? So if you're going to believe in something, make sure you believe in the truth, though. What's up, Jay? How you doing, baby?
Hey,
make
Jay,
sure
baby.
You believe in the truth. Don't allow yourself to just be so caught up in the fact that you're an American citizen, that you got to do everything under the American citizenship rules, that you got to be ignorant in the process. You got to know what's going on, man. Having your eyes closed to all these particular things just makes... And I hate that people be
so... All the smoke and mirrors. All the smoke and mirrors. So, every last one of the smoke and mirrors.
So now I'm going to let you all know some of the things that have kept. This is the Black life expectancy in 2020 was 70. It's 74 and a half years. That's supposed to be the length of time that Black people are supposed to live in this country. But it's also based upon things that are happening in your life. So you can live to your life expectancy if you have most people. This is what adds on time to your life. You get an extra year of life if you were born outside of this country. Because we already know you're probably healthier. You probably ain't got all that processed food in you because of that. And there's a lot of other reasons that being born foreign can save your life. Yeah. If your income, you more add natural another, base. Exactly. You add another, I get, and this is, if you all want to follow along with this black, the Black Progress Index, this is the, it's on here in a comment. Let me drop it for you. It's right here. This is the comment that you can actually go, you can click on that, and that link, it'll take you to directly to this page that's showing all this particular data. And this data is very, very important because it it speaks to us based on what we have in our current life, in our current lives. So if you have income, if your income is, the median income is $45,000 to $47,000 a year per household. If your income is up to that standard, you add it on an extra
another year
to your life. If you got, if you own your home, which takes away a lot of your stress, you've added on another year to your life. If you proficient in math, science, or Englishes, you've added on another year to your life. If you are exercising, you added on another 2 years to your life. If you are, and riddle me this, but this is a good one. If you are separated from people like friends and family, you added on another 5 years to your life. That's less stress.
That's less stress. You ain't got less to be worried stress. About nobody stressing you. That's something. That's and something
you,
though.
I'm telling you, like,
that's something that though. Five years. Like, you ain't even saying the healthy eating, the exercise. You saying the but stress, you know what? But stress is a killer.
It's a huge killer.
It really is a huge killer. Stress is a huge killer. And people be so stressed. Even with me doing the type of work I do, even patients at a certain age, they be in their well into their 90s. They don't have no cares in the world. They got money and stuff. But they still be stressed if they got enough money to take care of them. And a lot of people die from stress because they be, man, look,
they be stressed out for real though. They really, family, friends will stress you out. The next one,
dealing with other people's problems
and
stress,
period. That's why they say family and friends. They ain't just say family, they say friends too, because a lot of your friends bring stuff to you like that as well.
You got to know how to decompress, man. You got to know how to decompress. Leave they stuff with them and
let them it go. And see, that's what I tell people all the time. Me and my homie was having this conversation the other day, and I told him, I said, other people's problems don't stick to me. I said, I'm so conditioned to me. I'm so good with Shelby energy until you could tell me something, we could talk about it, and I done left that shit right there when I left you.
Yeah.
I don't take no problems home to me. I don't let stuff go in my head and circle around and give me a headache, because that's how aneurysms begin. You have no control over a lot of things that happen in your life because you don't even see, because a lot of those things are internal. So if you don't see it happening or feel it, you dying. You have a slow death.
That's why it's good.
Business ownership.
To yourself and all.
Exactly. Business ownership, owning your own business, or entrepreneurship adds on an extra year to your life. These are some of the things that take away from your life. A year of your life disappears because of air pollution. If you're in an area where air pollution is bad, oxygen, all that shit, that's taking a year off your life. 3 years are taken off for population density. Four years is taken off because there's no father present in the home. That's huge.
What, 4 years though?
4 years.
Four years.
Four. Religious. Ooh, this is a huge one. Religious beliefs have taken 6 years away from people's life. Too much focus on the church and not enough focus on real life.
Not enough living life.
Not enough living life.
You got to live life. You got to live life.
And 8 years Gun deaths and unexplained deaths take off from your life. Let's see. Kels say, you see why I love to be alone. Kels, you know, I already know. We done had the conversations, but it is what it is. And that's a big deal, though. And the more I've been studying, Kels, I understand you more. You know I like to be alone. I say it all the time. But I also like to be around people. My
time around people, everything.
I got to balance that. But my time around people is not negative energy. I don't keep negative energized people around me. I will get the fuck away from you. And that's on life, because I love me more. Jada says, this is why I limit my time with people. I don't have time for no stressful interactions. I'm glad you are like that, baby. You're 19 years old, and that's very smart. Very smart.
I told one of my patients that one time. Go ahead. She was like, Candace, I say, I don't take the problems that y'all have at y'all house home with me. I say, I leave your stuff at the front door with my patient Amanda that I used to take care of, how she used to be mean and trying to fight me.
Yes.
I was like, I leave y'all stuff at y'all front door.
At y'all door.
I got a family.
You never came and talk about your patients, though. You never talk about that. The only one that I think bothered your spirit when he passed was Mr. Bob. But other than that, you don't talk about your patients like that. Because you got to leave that stuff over there. You got to leave that stuff over there.
I can't bring that home with me. Like, I ain't got time to be happy right here being mean to my family because of your stress. Hey,
no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Got enough going on.
Kel say someone else's emergency, someone's false emergency can't become your priority. Totally agree, Kel. And it'd be false emergency. I got to talk to you. I need you to listen.
For what?
I need you to tell me what to do. I need this. I need that. Use your own accountability. Use your feet. And walk and figure it out. TJB says, that's why they built factories near the hood. Poor air quality. You better believe it. You better believe it. You better believe it.
All day long.
You better believe it.
All day long. All day long. See, that country living is where people don't like that country living. But country living is where it's at. Country living is where it's at, baby. Trust and believe that.
Jada said, them church folks better go travel or something.
That's their problem. They don't got no life.
They don't got no life. They too dedicated they ain't got to no something life. That don't. They but they way more dedicated to they dedicated to the building.
To the power. Yeah, and the power.
That's it. That's all. That's all. And they better realize that they pastors taking
and
trips.
Stop judging people. I know mine's do. I
them
know
pastors take
do.
Trips, baby. They ain't just
mine's you gonna have still, a good time.
You might
they
be
tell still you,
stuck
you better
in
go.
The church, but they traveling. So
they have a good time.
Those numbers are that's huge. Those numbers are huge. But I'm about to give y'all something that's even more vast. We're gonna talk about the county. We're gonna talk about counties with the highest Black Progress Index score. And actually, that's why we gotta do this in a 2-3-part series right here. With the actual life expectancy and life unexplained by the model. This model present. I don't think I added this to it, but a lot of these counties. These are the top 20 U.S. counties with the highest Black progress, And we're talking about counties like in Florida, Collier County. That's near Naples. Naples and Marco and Marco Island. They have 82.6 Black Progress Index. They have an 86 years is what their Black life expectancy at birth, Black life expectancy is at birth.
Okay.
That's at birth now. And the Black population in that county is only 25,613 people. But their progress index is at an 82.6. That's in the Collier County. That's a small county in Florida.
That's a small county.
That's a small county in Florida. It's one other Florida thing.
Ain't so telling how it is now with the storm that came through there.
No, ain't no telling. Georgia, Forsyth County. That's Atlanta, Sandy Springs, Alpharetta, Georgia area. They have an 81.4% Black progress rate. They have 81 years old is the highest life expectancy at birth. And then they only got 8,574 Black people over there.
Interesting.
Tell you, Queen. Putnam County is in New York City. 83.5 Black Progress Index. They're expected to live to 85 years old at birth. 85.8, which is close to 86 years old. And they only got 3,349 people most of these people in these counties that have these smaller areas have Black businesses. They own their homes. They're far apart from families. They don't got nobody stressing their mind. They educated. They're not educated, don't always mean
that you didn't went to college either.
No.
That don't always mean that you didn't went to college. You can be educated without having a college degree and stuff.
Definitely. Because me and Queen both ain't got no college degrees and we both educated Black women. So Black. It definitely goes well above that. And so it's other states and counties on here. You got the state of New York. You got the Minnesota state. This is a huge one for me because I don't know if a lot of y'all know, but Baltimore is huge on Black people. Baltimore, Maryland is a huge area of Black people.
Yes, that little area.
D.C. in general.
D.C. But, I would say D.C. period though.
Yeah. But Montgomery County in Maryland has 81% Black progress. 81 is the highest that they said they'll live. They got negative 0.2% of unexplained years of Black life. And then they got 193,000 people that are Black in that town. And they have, and with even that, with that, they still lord in other areas that has fewer people but more progress. Uh-huh. One county in Florida got high progress, and this was in 2020. We got one county in Florida. One county in Florida. That's only 25,000 people.
That's just 2 years ago, and that's a lot of people moving to Florida every day.
Every single day. A lot of them ain't owning businesses. A lot of them not investing in themselves. A lot of them not investing in their communities. A lot of them not investing in their businesses, not even investing in their children.
Yeah.
But guess what they are investing in? Where my paper at? Hold on. Let me tell you.
Shoes, clothes.
Smartphone ownership. Smartphones. 98%. Online shopping. 48%. Watching TV. $1.6 trillion. Black buying power in general is $1.57 trillion. We buy too much and don't own enough. And we're going to stop right there for today for this conversation, y'all, because we do got to get out. But part two is coming up, and we're not going to do it next week. But part two, we're going to come finish this off in the month of November, because we're going to bring on some subject matter experts who deal in finance, who deal in investment, who can tell you where that Black dollar and that money is going. Even though it tells you that we have the buying rate of $1.57 trillion, but we need to see where that $5.7 trillion is going. When we're talking about our dollars, we need what really changes the mind of Black people and how they spend their money is to see how recklessly they spend their money.
They spend their money. Yeah.
You show them the recklessness, we'll start to examine. I'm telling
you, with your own money, I'm telling you, man. It have you like, man, I spent what? Oh, man, no.
I was so mad one time that I bought three kids some food from A-Town Wings and it was $40. And I said, girl, what the?
I'm telling you, like, when you really sit down and you break your budget, your monthly budget down day by day, week by week, man, you really be like, man, I know in the hell I did not spend such and such. It really make you take, like you said, it make you take accountability of how you spend and where you trying to go and where you trying to go in life.
And if you ain't trying to go nowhere, it'll show you that.
It don't matter.
Spending to show you that. But your spending will show you that. Because it'll show that frivolous amount of money you spending over here. That frivolous amount of money that you're spending over here. If every day, and I'm talking about outside of what you got to pay to survive, because survival has to happen. You got to pay your bills. You got to buy food. You got to buy gas. You got to pay your car. All that stuff is normal bill stuff. But if your check is only able to do that, okay, that's fine. Because sometimes that's all you got. But if you robbing Peter to pay Paul, even though you know that you got to pay these bills over here, you are a part of the problem. Because you're doing other stuff that you're not accountable for, and you're forgetting about these things that you are. You're not putting yourself in a position to have that buying power, but you're doing it anyway. But you're spending it anyway.
When you start really looking at, when you really do a budget, I did a budget all this year. I mean, I sat down, I wrote budget out, everything that I had to pay, and I checked it off. And when I seen what I should have saved over 1 month, and how I spent, I say, oh no, something got to change.
Queen, no.
It really make you take accountability of what you're spending. And when you start looking at it and seeing where that money go, you start looking at money different. And when you start looking at your money different, it's you start being blessed with more.
And you paying, because you're paying attention. You have to pay attention. Mm-hmm. If your money ain't being paid attention to, you ain't doing, that means you just out here not paying, you're not literally living life right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be frivolous, because none of us, that's all of us on these median income levels, we are, that's not it. We're not medium. It ain't no mid class no more. It's either poor or rich.
Period.
And a median income leaves you at a poor status. So mm-hmm. I don't care if you think you make $60,000 a year, you think that you medium. No, you're not.
We all right here live.
You're not medium class. You're not. We all in the same boat. Unless you make $100,000 or better every year, you poor. That's what the government says. So yeah, we're gonna come back to this conversation. We're gonna have a subject matter expert on in the next 2 weeks as we go to part two. Because this is a conversation that has to keep happening. In order for us to change the way we spend and start seeing our dollar differently, we'll start looking at things on a different level when we start understanding that people like Kanye West ain't a follower. I'm just gonna let y'all know that.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, but the ones that y'all love to death, like Oprah Winfrey, that's a follower. She sold y'all. She the one that helped sell y'all people. And after that, and because of, and that right there, I'm gonna go on get on out of here before y'all start trying to come at me by Oprah, because I don't care about her. If you really want to know. Ask the kids over there at that Africa school if she right or wrong. So don't come unless you got your facts together. Because one thing about me, I don't speak on nothing that ain't factual. We only talk about facts on here. We can speak our opinions and say all that. But on this particular podcast, you can't argue with facts. Put your feelings to the side. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful homecoming weekend, though. Because it's about to be turned up if you and Tally. We'll eat, we'll sleep, we'll eat, baby.
I can't wait to Friday, baby. Look, I'm off to what? Friday and Saturday. I ain't off, but I'm off. But we working them homecoming festivities, so
working,
I'm off and working, having a good
working.
Time.
We working. Thank y'all so enjoy much for tuning in. Y'all enjoy y'all week. Have a great week. We will definitely catch y'all next week on with a brand new episode. I think we got a guest next week. If I'm mistaken, don't quote me, but I think I do. But we will catch y'all next week. Thank y'all for always giving us a listening ear. We like y'all. We love y'all. Peace. Be easy.